KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, just recapping Saturday's action at the Girls State Basketball Championships as they closed out the girls basketball season. The 1A state champ, Newell Fonda, they picked up a 65-63 win over Bishop Garrigan. The 2A champ is North Lynn, a 66-42 winner over Osage. And in the Class 4A championship, it was North Scott defeating Lewis Central 49-35. Now, with the girls basketball season over, here's a look at the Hawkeye 10 Conference All-Conference Girls Basketball slate for this year. There were two unanimous first team picks this year. Kelsey Fields of Creston, a junior, and Megan Whitty of Lewis Central will help lead her team to the state championship game. Also on the first team, Haley Rasmussen, a junior guard from Atlantic. She's joined by Sophie Walker of Red Oak, Allie Petrie of St. Albert's, Glenwood's Madison Camden, and Ellie Scarborough and Paige Anderson of Denison. All first-team selections. Second-team picks include Mallory Bating of Kemper Catholic, St. Albert's Isabel Pershing, Chloe Johnson, and Ellie Ringsdorf, both of Red Oak, Hannah Neiman of Denison, Delaney Esterling of Lewis Central, Jenna Hopp of Glenwood, and Macy Linen of Harlan all were second-team picks. Among the honorable mention selections, Mackenzie Waters of Atlantic, a senior guard. Also first-team, honorable mention picks include Claire Schmitz of Harlan, along with Red Oak's Allie West. Well, with the girls' basketball season in the books, it's time for the boys' state basketball championships to get underway. Seven games are on the agenda for today. The 1A quarterfinals get started at 9:30 this morning with fourth-seeded Montezuma facing Martinsdale St. Mary's. Top-seeded Lake Mills will take the court at 11:15. They'll face Wapsie Valley. Number two-seed Bishop Garrigan will play at 1 o'clock against seventh-seeded Springville, while number three-seed Remsen St. Mary's faces West Fork at 2:45 this afternoon. The rest of the day's slate includes three of the 2A quarterfinal games. Third seed North Lynn will play West Sioux at 4:30. Second seeded Trainer will battle Pella Christian at 6:30 tonight. The Cardinals are 24-1 entering that game against a 13-10 Pella Christian squad. Top seed Boyden Hall will face Woodward Granger in the 8:15 contest later on this evening. Io DeSumo scored 17 points, and number 23 Illinois held off 18th-ranked Iowa 78-76 last night to secure the number 4 seed in the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Andres Feliz scored 14 points, Kofi Coburn had 12, and Kipper Nichols added 10 for Illinois. Luca Garza scored a game-high 28 for Iowa, which finished in a four-way tie for 5th in the Big Ten, and they'll be the number 5 seed in the tourney. Joe Toussaint scored 14 points. Connor McCaffrey added 10. Illinois built a 17-point lead late in the game that evaporated down to 2 points in the final seconds before the game ended just shy with Iowa losing 78-76. We'll have that Big Ten Conference basketball tournament coming up this week for you here on KJAN. Hawkeyes scheduled to play an afternoon game on Thursday, and we'll have it for you live here on the radio. Well, the Big Ten men's basketball regular season has ended in a three-way tie for first place with 9th-ranked Maryland and number 16 Michigan State joining Wisconsin. Anthony Cowan Jr. had 20 points and 8 assists in his final home game at Maryland in an 83-70 downing of number 25 Michigan. Cowan went 7-for-11 from the field and hit 6 free throws in the final minute to help the Terrapins secure the number 3 seed in the conference tournament. Michigan State came away with the second seed in the conference tourney by knocking off number 19 Ohio State 80-69. Cassius Winston scored 27 and the Spartans took control with a 16-4 run late in that contest. Also in top 25 college hoops, Fabian White Jr. had 18 points and 14 rebounds as number 21 Houston beat Memphis 64-57. In women's college hoops, Ashley Jones' free throw with 1 second left was the game winner yesterday as the Iowa State women stunned second-ranked Baylor 57-56, snapping the Bears' 58-game Big 12 winning streak. Here's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly.
I'm really, really happy for everyone who loves Iowa State, loves everything about Iowa State, and to watch our players play, all the people that make this moment possible on a daily basis. And senior day is always special, but I don't know that there's ever been a better one or more special one than today.
With that victory, the Cyclones closed Big 12 play with a record of 10-8.
I think what you saw from our team is basically what you saw all year, is just a team that might not be the prettiest thing at times with the way we do things, but But damn, we play hard. And when you do things hard and you do things connected to each other, the basketball gods sometimes smile on you.
Cyclones will get ready for this week's Big 12 Women's Basketball Tournament. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes crowned three champions to win the Big Ten Wrestling Tournament hosted by Rutgers. It was Iowa's first Big Ten title since 2015.
We're not downplaying this. The reason why it gets downplayed is because there is another important event. And it's cliche, but we have to get ready, and there is work to do, but we definitely give ourselves credit, too.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands. Up next, the Hawkeyes head to the Twin Cities for the NCAA championships coming up in 2 weeks.
You don't see what's behind the scenes. We appreciate a job well done, and that was a job well done. And it was a battle.
It certainly was a good tournament over the weekend. In baseball news, Texas Rangers outfielder Willie Calhoun was hospitalized with a broken jaw Sunday after he took a fastball to the mouth. The left-handed hitting Calhoun crumbled after being struck in the jaw by Dodgers left-hander Julio Urias in the first inning. He fell on his back, put his hands over his face, and was eventually carried off on a cart. The 25-year-old set career best with 21 homers, a .269 average, and an .848 OPS in 83 games last year. Astros ace Justin Verlander made an early exit from his exhibition start Sunday after feeling soreness in his right triceps. Verlander was pulled after two scoreless innings and will undergo more testing today after his velocity dropped from his previous start. He pitched the most innings in baseball and struck out a career-high 300 last year. Yankees catcher Gary Sanchez says his sore back is improving, but he's still out of the lineup. Sanchez didn't take any batting practice Saturday or Sunday. He isn't on the travel roster for today's road game against the Phillies. In golf, Tyrell Hatton overcame high winds and jittery nerves to capture his first PGA title and fifth worldwide. Hatton kept it together down the stretch Sunday, playing bogey-free over the last seven holes for a 2-over 74 to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. He had a three-shot lead when he drove into the water on the par 4 11th into the wind. Hatton went well over the green with his third shot, chipped short of the putting surface, and had to make a six-footer for double bogey. But his challengers also faltered as Mark Leishman avoided major disaster and still closed with a 73 to end up one shot behind Hatton. Rory McIlroy began the day one shot back before carding a 76, his highest closing round in a PGA Tour-sanctioned event since a 76 in the 2013 U.S. Open. McIlroy still tied for fifth, his eighth consecutive finish in the top five worldwide dating to September. Third-place finisher Sungjae Im was in serious contention until he came up shockingly short and into the water on the 13th. And posted double bogey. Hatton's 4-under total made him one of only four players who beat par for the week. Ernie Els has won the Hogue Classic for his first PGA Tour Champions title in 3 years, beat in three career starts, birdieing the par 5 15th and 18th holes for a two-stroke victory at Newport Beach Country Club. Els closed with a 4-under 67 to finish at 16-under 197. Fellow Hall of Famer Fred Couples finished with a 66 to tie for second with Glenn Day and Robert Carlson. And Joey Logano is enjoying a strong start to the NASCAR Cup season. Logano won for the second time in 3 weeks by holding off Kevin Harvick over the final two laps after an overtime restart at Phoenix Raceway. Logano overcame several tough moments, including a pit road penalty for an uncontrolled tire and a broken jack during another stop. Kyle Busch was third, followed by Kyle Larson and Clint Bowyer. That race was the first under NASCAR's new rules package for short tracks, which included a significantly smaller rear spoiler. Let's look at sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.